My name is Michal, and I'm going to talk about AYA and about what's new in Rust for eBPF. We were talking about AYA in previous editions of FOSDEM, so that's not going to be an introductory talk. It's quite the opposite. We will deep dive into what's new. But to people who don't know, AYA is a BPF library written purely in Rust, and it allows you to write both the user space part and eBPF part in Rust. Of course, mixing with other languages is also possible, like doing eBPF component in certain other language and still using AYA in the user space, or the other way around, but you can also do both in Rust. And the first question which you usually hear from people when we say that we do eBPF in Rust is why? Because the main selling point of Rust it's not so valid here, because eBPF is more safe because of a verifier. Well, my answer to that is usually that our choice of Rust and our like preference towards Rust is more about the developer experience rather than the memory safety. So we like Cargo, and many people who like are Rust developers day to day, like they like Cargo, they like using packages, they like all the tooling which is built around Cargo. And in AYA, it's similar. Like for example, when you start with AYA, we can start with Cargo generate scaffold the project. You can also use dependencies from crates.io. So actually, even in the eBPF part, you can use crates if they are small enough. And last but not least, like in Rust, there is option on result and pattern matching, and you can leverage this in the kernel space in BPF as well. A cargo generate is like a subcomment of cargo, which you need to install additionally, which generates projects from templates, and we have a template as well. So the best way to start with AYA, if you want to do it, is to do cargo generate AYA RS AYA template. And when you type this comment, it will prompt you, it will ask you some questions. It will ask you like what type of program you want to do, whether it's XDP, whether TC, whether LSM. It will ask you some follow-up questions specific to the program, and then it will generate something which should be like kind of a hello world for the given program type. So for XDP, it will show you a program which logs packets. For LSM, it will do some basic LSM hook for, I don't know, accepting the certain action. About crates, so I mentioned that crates, which use dependencies in eBPF part, need to be small enough. In Rust, there is a concept called NoSTD, which means no standard library, which means that you can use only like the smaller version of standard library called core, which has no operating system dependency, doesn't have allocations, doesn't have synchronization primitives, but otherwise it's still like a basic library which Rust provides you out of the box. One of the main crates, external crates, which you can use in the kernel space when you write programs is, in AYA is network types. It provides you the definitions of L2 and L3 networking headers. When you write BPF programs with libbpf, the way you go with generating network types is usually like getting them from VM Linux. So you use BPF tool to generate a C header file from BTF, and that includes the network types, and that works. But on the other hand, like